All right, go.
I'm ready for static radio.
Beep, boo, beep, boo. Static. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everyone. This is Miles.
Yeah, Miles. How's it going?
Hey, it's kind of bad. It's kind of bad.
Space. Yeah. Gorp. Wasn't the Gorf? Was that the name of that thing?
Oh, Gorf? Wasn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Space Cadet. Space Cadet. Yeah, nice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This cat's got worms.
How would you discern that so quickly?
He was presenting, I guess, to me, and I was fairly close to poop shoot. And,
is it that the normal Monday night activity for the cat to come?
It's Iowa, okay? You take what you can get, okay?
Cat comes up and shows you the brown eye and you inspect it or what?
I usually do that to everyone that comes up here and sits by me. I'm like, come on.
There's my new t-shirt. You know, the last t-shirt was nice top.
Yeah.
This new one is Cat Anus Inspector. That'll be the new t-shirt.
Well, I'm just saying.
Miles' title, Cat Anus Inspector.
Looking free.
Oh, my Lord. That's so terrible.
Sorry, he was presenting. What could I do? I had to check it out. I was like, okay.
Oh, I hope you were wearing gloves.
You're picking, I'm a grinning, you know. What? I wasn't wearing gloves.
You think anybody would be brave enough to wear that t-shirt?
I don't know. I just spread his cheeks a little, and there it was.
Cats don't have cheeks.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not a catologist.
Oh, my gosh. Catologist.
What's that called? A catologist?
Veterinarian? I don't know.
I don't know. Someone Google that and get back to the show about what that is.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, but you know, it's all right. So
yeah.
All right.
Miles' title: Cat Anus Inspector. ma'am, your cat's got worms. You might want to do something about that. Now it sounds like, is the cat licking something now?
No, he's just sitting by me now. I just happen to know he appeared to have worms, okay? He was presenting the cat. Here, might as well check you out too.
Can you present?
Oh, no. When did you have corn?
It's worm free.
Yeah, she's worm free. All right. Get the apple core out.
Here's a sticker.
Oh, my God. The show is unscripted. I swear to God, you cannot write
it's
this.
The sticker saying I voted. It says I presented.
Can that be the shirt I presented?
Oh my God.
Come up here, kids.
Present.
Present. Present me. Holy.
Miles' title, Cat Anus Inspector. Yeah.
You couldn't miss it. It was like winking at me. He was. He was like, hey, check this out.
Has this happened to you, like, in the neighborhood, or?
No, I'm just sitting in the chair. I didn't...
Oh, my God, you're killing me tonight.
He approached me.
He approached me. I swear, officer, he approached me.
He approached me. Yeah, I'm in his...
I was just standing here. So.
I was just sitting in my car. Next thing I know, he presented himself. What?
Oh my God!
I'm feeling a little itchy back there. Could you just take a quick?
I think.
Give me a little onesie there, and just yeah.
I was thinking about scratching on the rug, but before I did that,
do me a solid, will you? And just.
I think I need you to check me in there. You know, I think I ate some rice.
Ay ay ay!
Oh my Lord!
Just like rice doing the limbo on my backside there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sorry, but you know, it is what it is.
You're killing me. I'm gonna die here tonight.
Sorry.
Oh,
I couldn't help it. You started the show and like I had some brown eye, like you know, the 1 foot away from my face. You know? Gosh.
Well, at least we know your prescription still works.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
I don't know.
No, I'm not eating rice this week.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, guys, just waiting for the 10:15 to come out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I get Chinese tomorrow. Not now.
That's ruined it for me.
No fried rice.
No fried rice or Bob Lament.
That's disgusting. No ramen
noodles. Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
One time I don't have the camera handy, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, I got the camera here on the...
Macintosh?
I can Skype you in, I guess, the cat's bunghole, if you want.
That's all right. Well, if you want to snap if you want to snap a shot, we do need show art, so...
I need a Snapchat. I really do, man.
No, you can Snapchat that. Thank you.
It's my collection.
You got another one that presented me today.
Got a whole gallery full.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to catass.com, you can see my collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now presenting, it takes a whole new tone.
May I present to you?
That's right. Yeah, the one and the only Billy Spears. Good job. Yeah, nice.
He's a senior now.
You're disgusting.
What?
Yeah.
What? I didn't mean to start the show like that. It just kind of happened.
Yeah. And we have a special guest tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
We call him Sphincter.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort. Shut the fuck up, fat man.
Did you hear that?
Is it Samuel L. Jackson cursing?
Shut the fuck up, fat man.
Yes, it's Samuel L. Jackson cursing.
Shut the F up, fat man.
Yeah, I think he's talking to you.
Shut the fuck up, fat man.
Yeah, okay.
He is speaking to me, yeah. A lot of
food joint. Do you speak it?
Oh, here we go. We're going to have a soundboard all night. Here we
go.
Does he look like a bitch?
Sorry. I was playing around, and I just liked that one saying there, shut the fuck up, fat man.
This is Bob's whole evening. That's the sad part.
That's right. I'm holed up here in a hotel tonight.
Bob was kicked out of his house.
So, that's what I've got now. That's what I've got.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. Jeb.
Hamburgers.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
There you go. Hamburgers. That's what I had for dinner tonight.
I thought you'd have the courtesy to put on the Christopher Walken part.
I could find Christopher Walken if you want.
No, I just want to hear about the smuggling watch part. But,
oh, okay.
So.
my gosh. So what's going on with you besides checking out cat butts?
So, I was at a, let's just say I was at a restaurant, I guess. I'm going to change up the story here just a little bit.
You were at a restaurant, okay.
Let's just say I'm at a restaurant and, like, really, like, no one's there, let's just say, okay, and,
All right, because you were there or just in general?
No, I happened to be there in an off hour, let's say, and, the waitress, very, nice, lady, serving the table, wearing some dark pants and like a gray fleece, I guess, top, I guess it would be fleece. I don't know what it'd be, but
mm-hmm.
And so she, you know, comes back to the table a few times. How's it going? Good. You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. Right.
And, yeah.
So everything's fine. And she comes back again. She's like, everything's still good. Yeah. And we were kind of chit-chatting, and it kind of looked like the shirt had a white pocket to it or something.
Okay.
Like where a pocket would be if you had like a hoodie or something, where like the pockets would be, right?
Okay. So, yeah. Something like that.
And, I go, huh, that's kind of weird. Like there's one on that side, but there's not one on the other. You know.
That's an odd thing.
Huh?
That's an odd thing.
Well, it is odd, and I thought, and I looked at it again, I go, is it inside out? It looked odd. Like it didn't belong there, right?
Okay.
And so we're getting ready to kind of finish the conversation. I realized what it was.
Uh-huh.
It was a pad.
A pad?
Like a maxi pad, like come on, like a figure eight kind of...
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Chris, thank you.
What was that, Christopher?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's got a feminine product stuck to the side of her shirt.
This is your waitress?
Yeah. And, I'm not trying to draw attention to it. Oh, your kids, really? You got two kids. Oh, that's nice.
I hope that it's, like, brand new.
Yes, it didn't appear to be used or anything, but...
oh, my Lord.
I'm like, oh, my God, do I say anything or I don't? What would Bob Lamette do? You know,
Yeah, I don't... I'd be hard-pressed to make a decision on that one.
I mean, what do you say? Like, hey, cool pocket there, you know, by the way, you... I, you know, because I'm really not up on my feminine hygiene products, I'll be honest with you. I'm like,
You couldn't call it out by name or what?
I'm like, hey, that figure eight thing that's on your jacket, what's that design there?
Did you embroider that?
Did your grandma do that? What is that?
Here's what Christopher Walken would have done. He would have said this.
Do you know who I am?
That's what he would have said. You know who I am?
You know who I am.
Yeah. Or yeah. He would have said...
I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Then that way it would have drew attention away from the maxi pad.
Oh, my God. That was... So, like, she turns and walks away, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, maybe I should have told her, right?
Yeah.
And she gets, I don't know, about 10 steps away, and I cut out of my periphery. I can see that she's found it now. She's like, oh.
Yeah, what would have been terrible is if, like, she put it in while she's standing there.
Can you just turn your head for just a second, sir?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, my God.
I need a moment of privacy here.
I see you don't use wings, huh?
There you go. That is got to be one of the most bizarre things, especially at an eating place.
Yeah, it was just...
Do you think that there was a bet with her and the cook to say, you think this guy will say anything if I...
I don't know. This could easily be a hidden camera show.
Yeah, let's see if this guy, you know, takes his eyes off his food for a second. And...
$1,000 if he says anything.
That's right. So nope. The Schmales kid's not going to say anything about them.
Oh, my God.
I'll have a hamburger and...
I'll have a cider that summer's eve and...
You'll have the fresca and you'll like it. Yeah. So were you by yourself or...
Yeah.
What, eating alone again? What's up with that?
Well, I have no friends, so yeah.
Was it dinner or was it lunch?
Like a late lunch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So the lunch rush was over, and basically she...
There was no one there, you know what I'm saying?
She had to, you know, change out. Time to change.
Yeah. And anyway, yeah, that was...
That might be the new style. I don't know.
Very uncomfortable for me. Super uncomfortable. I really stay away from such topics. You know, I have no interest in them, you know, kind of thing. But
yeah, no interest, yeah.
Yeah, that's not my thing, you know. I don't like talking about it. I don't like seeing it. You know.
I hear you.
Nothing. It's none of my business, you know.
That's weird. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, was that it ever touched my food, or was it in my food?
The food did, you know, taste...
The spaghetti, or what?
Yes.
The spaghetti tastes a little... a little extra protein or something in it.
Something tastes fishy around here.
Tastes like iron.
Yummy.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Did she say anything, or?
No, it was just very awkward. All I heard her was say was like, oh, awful. That's all I heard, you know. I was like, oh.
Yeah, nice.
That'd be, like, weird for her, man. That had to be completely...
Oh, my.
Deeply weird.
That is pretty weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. What was that? Did your wife say something?
No, I'm sorry. My son and wife are having some clandestine.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she was chiming in on the on the maxi.
No, she was prompting me to ask if it had wings.
And oh, okay.
Once again, way out of Uncle Miles's comfort zone.
Yeah, I'm surprised whenever you ordered, she didn't say, would you like to upsize it? Yeah, I'll take the maxi size. You can maxi size that, yeah.
I felt bad for her. I did.
Yeah. Was she a, you know... Was she a looker, or was she a plump woman, or
was she a big girl, large in the hips, roomy?
Yes.
No, I mean, you know, she was average build. I mean, she wasn't too thick, but she wasn't, you know.
I was just wondering if you thought that was a good enough coverage.
Once again, you know, there's certain topics Uncle Miles just. Let's not get into, and that was one.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, huh?
But when the used condom fell out of her pocket, then that's where I had to speak up.
That's when I had to leave. Check, please.
Check, please.
Check, please. Nice. Oh, my God. That's weird.
That's disgusting.
That is weird. Well, funny you should say that. I have a story. No, I don't. I don't.
I have a funny story, too.
That's I got a funny story about maxi pads.
And tampons.
No, I don't have any funny stories about that.
Oh.
I'm trying to think if anything happened to me this week. It's been terrible. I can't think.
You presenting at all to
I've not presented to anyone, at least knowingly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been times where I was getting in the shower and maybe I bent over to pick up something. So.
Oh, boy. Wow. That takes a picture right there. Yikes.
You know, we do have a window in the bathroom, but it's pretty well covered up now. So.
I'm not feeling well now. I might have to, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Gross.
I haven't noticed any worms of late, so.
I might have to get a shot of this. I don't know, man.
Yeah, what, a shot of the cat's ass?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Worms.
No. Oh, that's gross.
What? No, he wanted to see it. He's
I like, didn't say I wanted to see it.
Like, Miles, please, let me see.
No, I think I was saying you've got catsass.com that you posted all these pictures in.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So I guess I could talk about.
Got Jimmy Stewart.
I want to read you a poem about my dog.
Freckles.
Bingo.
Bingo. So you sound like you
was a farmer. Had a dog.
You see.
Bingo. What's his name, O? B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. Bingo was his name, O. No. Cosby. You see? No, I went to get my hair cut on Sunday. My wife told me it's time for a haircut.
Oh, wait, you're breaking into your haircut story.
Well, I don't have anything else. Nothing else happened.
You told me off the air you were not going to break into this, huh?
Well, I was trying to think of something else, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah. All right. So you're getting your haircut Sunday, and?
So I'm going to get my haircut, and it's just, I just hate getting my haircut. I really wish I could be a bum and just not have to cut my hair ever again, I think.
You don't prune a dead tree.
Yeah, I know. It's not, you know, I don't have a bunch of hair left or anything, but
right.
It's so bad at this point that if I don't get it cut, I look ridiculous, so.
Do you get, like, a lot of neck hair and ear hair and...
No.
Yeah.
I don't like, I did, she did cut my, the back of your neck, you know, they trim it up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that. Oh my gosh.
Does it tickle?
No, I just hate not having, I hate them whenever they cut back there for some reason, so.
It's like his neck taint.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but I don't like it. So, yeah, when I present the back of my neck, and they cut it. So this time, you know, they're always like, my wife took me again. She's been nice enough to go with me since I don't like to get my hair cut.
Sound like you're 8 years old. Well, my wife took me
to I know, that's the problem. That's what I feel like. I'm like,
just hold your hand.
Well, you know, most of my life, I didn't get my hair cut, but maybe every 6 months.
I believe it.
I mean, that's about the turn that I was on.
Yeah.
Like 4 to 6 months before I get a haircut. Now I have to go like every like 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
It's terrible, and I just don't like it. So, you know, there's times I think in college I didn't get my hair cut for a year.
I believe it.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I saw you, yes.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
So, anyway, we're in there, and... you know, she cuts my hair, and they're always trying to upsell you on something. There's always something. So she's like, you know, do you want shampoo? No. Do you want you know, me to trim your eyebrows. No.
Is that extra?
I don't think it's extra, but for guys, they don't do like the, what do they call that when women get their eyebrows teased or whatever, like the thread thing or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? Where they take the thread and they basically pull their hair out. You never seen that?
No.
Okay. It's not like that. It's just like using a razor or something.
Did you get your unibrow shaved at all? Or?
No, I didn't. I didn't have him touch the unibrow at all.
Yeah.
So, and then she's like, do you want a hot towel? I'm like, no.
Can I tickle your balls?
Yes. No.
No.
No, I'm just like, all these things they're throwing at me. I'm like, why? What is all this? All of a sudden, they're trying, you know, do you want, you know, a thing of nachos or, you know.
Can I cut my pants and present?
Yeah, you want me to present?
Oh, wait a minute now. Okay,
let me check you for worms.
Yeah, I like to, well, how much is that?
Yeah, pounds. How much? That's you.
All right.
How much is that? I might go for that.
Hold on, let me get out my camera. Hold on. Okay.
Can I have the hot towel on my butt afterwards?
Can I eat a marshmallow out of your butt? No.
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 Oh, my Lord. I'm just like, what is going on? Are all these extras? I just want to get my hair cut and get out of here as fast as possible.
Can I lick in between your toes? No!
No! No!
It's my haircut!
Yeah, it's...
The saints!
Oh, it's just so crazy, though.
You're, like, next to, like, a strip bar or something?
No?
No!
No, the, we were the only ones there, and there was like, well, there's one lady getting her like her hair colored or something, and then my wife and I were there, and then the lady's like, "Hey, I'm gonna go next door and get something to drink. Anybody want anything?"
No.
I'm like, no. And then it was very confusing because we were like, next door was like this bird place, like wild bird thing.
What's she gonna drink over there?
Yeah, that's what my wife asked. My wife is like, she's like, and no, I mean, she's gonna walk down a ways. She wasn't gonna go really right next door. So that was a little confusing. It's like Birds Unlimited or something next door.
Bird Emporium.
Yeah, I'm like, are they gonna get like one of those?
We are overstocked.
One of those sippy bird things or what? I don't know. Anyway, it was a little bit too relaxed there at the haircut place.
Awful of green and white turds, you know.
Yeah. I wish I could do like, I wish I could get my hair cut and just like give them note cards and not have to talk to everybody, you know.
Can I soak your fingers in palm olive?
No.
No. What?
Was that character used to on Mad TV, though? What was that big guy? He was like a little kid. I can't think what he...
No!
Oh, that was... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. What did you sound like?
No!
No! Yeah, he used to do that. Oh, he had his umbilical cord connected to his mom one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I cut your hair naked?
No!
Yeah.
Stuart?
Stuart, yeah. Maybe it was Stuart.
Yeah, you sound like Stuart.
Yeah, that's about basically how it is. I'm Stuart. Want a hot towel? Oh, no.
We bring in some macaws while we cut your hair.
Would you like to hold a bird while you...
No.
Yeah, that's... would you present?
No.
Yeah, that's probably more like what it was like.
Will you present to us?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord. That's what it feels like. I don't know why.
Shampoo? No.
I really should just shave my head, I think, at this point.
You want clippers or scissors?
Which one's cheaper?
Yeah. Because, you know, I just, if my head wasn't so misshapen from my misspent youth, I would just shave my head.
Yeah, I think you'd look like the bald chick from the original Star Trek movie, I think.
Persis Kambada?
Yeah, well, she has got a name, I don't know.
Yeah, that was her real name, Persis Kambada.
Oh, I don't know that.
Vija. We are Vija.
Vija.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. She had a nice round head. I have like this big flat spot on my head, so.
Yeah. You know. That's like Donald Pleasance or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Donald Pleasance, right? Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
No, I'd look more like.
It's Pierre Aver.
You're being a Stiffly Stiffison, Zach.
No, I'm not being one.
Good, because I hate Stiffly Stiffisons. I want to prank them for hours in my basement.
That's who I'd be. Stiffly Stifferson.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my Lord. Well, we have to do this one before we quit here.
All right.
Is it going to work? Oh, it's not working. Well, apparently it's not going to work, so.
Rub it.
I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years.
Oh, my Lord.
Intuitive improvisation is the secret of genius.